You're listening to SBS News.
Peek-a-boo! Fish! Hi, fish!
Harvey's mum, Bri, says he was diagnosed with autism when he was two. That's about 2 years earlier than average.
The world is a scary place for anyone, let alone a little boy who doesn't really understand what's going on, or it's a bit overwhelming. We get to help him earlier. We get to have a few years under our belt getting him ready for the real world, so to speak.
In Victoria, children under the age of three will now be screened for the condition. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Makarkos says the maternal and child health workforce will receive specialist training so nurses can identify early signs of autism during routine checks at 12, 18 and 24 months.
We know that typically at the moment children are being formally diagnosed at the average age of 4 years, and we know that with this screening it is possible that children will be diagnosed a full 18 months earlier. So that is going to make a huge difference to making sure that children get the supports that they need.
La Trobe University Senior Research Fellow Dr. Josephine Barbaro has helped compile 15 years of research to determine what to look for.
We train nurses to spot the early signs of autism, such as children not engaging in, for example, gestures, or smiling at other people, or pointing or imitating others during their routine consultations. And the tool we developed, called Mosaic, monitors children's social attention and communication skills.
While autism is considered to occur equally among demographic groups, families from culturally diverse backgrounds can face additional challenges. Shikhar Chowdhury from the Ethnic Community Services Cooperative says many of these challenges arise before even setting foot inside a maternal health clinic.
There are many challenges that people actually access, people face to access services. Some of them are not having enough or adequate resources in translated community languages. There may not be people who actually understand the service providers have got limited knowledge about cultural beliefs and practices.
Katina Adams is one of the first nurses in the state to start the screening.
The difference it makes is that those crucial 5 years of a child's development is when they are developing their language skills and their communication and social skills. And so if you have a child who's delayed in those skills, and it's not identified till they're at primary school, for example, they have missed all of those years of opportunity.
The $1 million package funded by the Victorian government will provide training to more than 1,000 nurses online and face-to-face. Similar training is already available in Tasmania and parts of New South Wales. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.